Overseas now, the small British territory of Gibraltar at the southern tip of Spain is facing an uncertain future following the United Kingdom's potential departure from the European Union. A high-ranking British politician has said that the UK will not rule out going to war in order to defend the land that's been under British rule for over 300 years. Alternatively, some experts claim that it may be used as a bargaining chip in future negotiations between Spain and Britain. Why reporter Kevin Suarez spoke to the Director of European Studies at the University of Sydney, Professor Peter Morgan, to find out more.
Well, it's a complicated one. There's a long history related to it. Gibraltar was actually ceded to Britain back in 1713 and has remained a British territory since then. It has a peculiar relationship because as a British territory, it was a member of the EU. But in the latest Brexit vote, the Gibraltar vote, that was 96% to stay in the EU. The general vote was 51.2% to leave the EU. So there's a huge difference of opinion on that particular issue in Gibraltar itself, despite the fact that it is by and large bound by British law and British rules in relationship to its membership of the EU.
So considering the fact that a lot of people in Gibraltar are not interested in leaving the EU along with Britain, how come Britain continues to maintain Gibraltar? What interest would they have in maintaining Gibraltar?
Well, that's the other irony of the situation. The Gibraltans have resolutely and roundly rejected the possibility of becoming part of Spain. Most recently in a referendum in, I think it was 2002 off the top of my head. So the Gibraltans both want to stay in the EU and want to stay a part of Britain.
Now that the UK is finally moving out of the European Union, so there is some concern within the English government that they could declare war to keep the overseas territories, specifically Gibraltar. So what's the likelihood that this could happen?
A war? I think it's extremely unlikely. I mean, the last war of that nature was, of course, the Falklands War, which was back in the 80s, and that still has tremendous repercussions today. And also, it's quite a complex issue, I think, in terms of, you know, the desire of people in the particular territory to identify whichever way they want to. The idea of a war is pretty over that is unthinkable. The EU will not go to war.
So would you say that it would be more likely that Gibraltar may be used as a future bargaining chip between Britain and Spain, considering how Theresa May has said she'll be renegotiating agreements between individual countries of the EU?
Look, I'm sure it will become one of the negotiating issues. You know, I mean, there are various issues like that. The Northern Ireland one is one in particular where, you know, the borders are now going to have a new function in Brexit. But Gibraltar may become a bargaining chip. It's not going to be a hugely important place in terms of any economic or other significance other than more as politically and as an identity issue. But it could well become an issue over which Britain finds itself required to actually, in order to maintain good trade relationships, etc., with Spain, if they want that, to end up paying quite a lot. I'm sure all of these issues will be resolved rather by money than by war. The Spanish, of course, like the rest of the Europeans, at the moment are certainly not in a mood to be generous towards Britain.
Spain has said that they are interested in having joint ownership over Gibraltar along with the UK. Could this be the best outcome going forward?
Well, presumably that would be a way forward. The devil there is in the detail. I'm not sure exactly what that would involve. That would involve a huge amount of, you know, going through the details of the treaty and working out what's the responsibility of which political entity, etc. These are the sorts of things that are going to be huge amounts of this sort of working through involved in Brexit in general, not just in relationship to Gibraltar.
Professor Peter Morgan, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.